This is Jordan Seculo. Today on Jay Seculo Live, breaking news. Attorney General Sessions and the Department of Justice are considering adding additional special counsels.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
I'm in receipt of the department's letter from yesterday stating that senior federal prosecutors will review our letters and make recommendations as to whether any matters not currently under investigation should be open, require further resources, or merit the appointment of a special counsel.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Do I have your assurance that these matters will proceed fairly and expeditiously?
Yes, you can, Mr. Chairman, and you can be sure that they will be done without political influence, and they will be done correctly and properly.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Jay Seculo Live. This is Jordan Seculo. My dad will be joining us from Washington, D.C., live with reaction to Attorney General Sessions' testimony ongoing right now at the House Judiciary Committee. Some key points to be made in this, committee session, which I think is very key. One, we now know that the Department of Justice is considering appointing some special counsels or special prosecutors to report directly to the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General in regards to the Clinton Foundation and the misuse of funds there, as well as the Uranium One deal. So two separate considerations ongoing right now by your Department of Justice, confirmed in a letter to the chairman of the committee of the House Judiciary Committee from the Department of Justice. And of course, you have Attorney General Sessions testifying to that as well today. We'll play sound bites from that. But let me just, again, underscore this, because I think this is what so many of you have been waiting to see out of this Department of Justice, is proactive investigations. And so what they're saying is we're looking into whether or not we need a special counsel, or can we do this on our own through the Department of Justice led by Attorney General Sessions, because he is not recused from the Uranium One matter. He is not recused from the Clinton Foundation matter. So he could directly oversee that rather than giving it to a special counsel. That does not mean, however, he won't give it over to a special counsel if he believes they would be more effective. Remember, folks, the ACLJ is involved in every single one of these issues already. We are already involved in these issues at the ACLJ through the civil courts and the federal courts through our FOIA requests. I mean, I can go through each one, and I will during the broadcast. So the ACLJ is already engaged, and now it looks like the Department of Justice will finally engage as well. This is so important, folks, for the Clinton Foundation. That quid pro quo dealing that looks like that was going on there should be investigated, we believe. And whether that's a special counsel or a Department of Justice team, I think Attorney General Sessions will be able to make that decision because, again, he wouldn't be recused from that matter. It has nothing to do with the Russia investigation and Bob Mueller's investigation. Also, we've all been talking about this Uranium One, this stinky Uranium One deal that just smells like corruption. Selling the Russian company Rosatom 20% of the U.S. uranium, approved by Secretary Clinton and basically the entire Obama administration cabinet and the president himself after money was exchanging hands. Why were we giving a state-owned Russian company 20% of our uranium mines in the United States of America? So the Department of Justice has confirmed that they are considering not just opening up investigations. That's one option. Through the DOJ and then, of course, utilizing the FBI to gather the information. But also, even going so far as to appoint special counsels for each of those matters. So, I think a warning to those on the left who thought that they could ignore what happened with the Clinton Foundation and ignore what happened with Uranium One because nothing legal would come of it. Remember, we can handle the civil side, get you the facts through the FOIA requests, which we've been doing, but only the Department of Justice can put people in jail and can prosecute people. We will take more of your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. My dad is joining us right when we come back from the break. How much time do we have, guys? We've got 10 seconds left. So, again, we're taking your comments on Facebook, Periscope. Go to ACLJ.org. We'll be back with our chief counsel.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in the centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
And welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. I'm here in our production studio. My dad is joining us live from our nation's capital at the ACLJ offices in Washington, D.C., just across, the street from where the House Judiciary Committee is questioning Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And, of course, on the left, you know, so depending on what news you get, where you get your news, on the left, they just want to talk about Russia and Russia. But on the right, there's some substance here. So when it comes down to substance, and I think this is very important, there are two issues where Attorney General Sessions and his Department of Justice, Dad, have been asked to look at either investigating and potentially even appointing special counsels for each. One is the Uranium One deal. We've all talked about that stinky deal with the Committee on Foreign Investments in the U.S., Hillary Clinton involved, ultimately President Obama involved in approving that deal, a Russian company that owns 20% of our uranium in the U.S., Rosatom, and then a separate investigation specifically into the quid pro quo while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State for access through the Clinton Foundation. Now, those are two, Dad. I want you to explain this. Because of Attorney General Sessions' recusal on Russia, those two would not relate to that. He would be able to direct those efforts and make the decision on whether it's the DOJ itself or a special counsel team.
So and there's also a process. So, you know, some people have been saying, why don't they just go ahead now and appoint this special counsel? But that's not the way it works. You have to do an internal. You use a special counsel when you make a determination that within the Department of Justice itself and the FBI, the matter cannot be handled. The investigation cannot be handled. The case can't move forward because there'd be conflicts of interest or impropriety because of involvement of previous agents or previous prosecutors. So you go to an outside counsel. It's called a special counsel. If, in fact, you meet certain criteria. Now, what's interesting about that is now the process that is being reviewed by the Department of Justice, including the Attorney General and the Principal Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. So here's what you've got. You've got a situation right now where all of that is in process. Then we have on the civil side of this at the American Center for Law and Justice, the ACLJ, we've initiated a series of Freedom of Information Act requests for documents relating to some of these transactions. Now, it's very probable that we're going to have to go to federal court on that. I will not, you know, doubt that for a moment to get the information we'd like to get. But that is at least in process, and that we're working through. Our teams are working through that right now. So as this news breaks, we're getting that. I know we're getting also a lot of comments are coming in by Facebook and Periscope. We'll take some phone calls. But, Logan, what are we hearing on that aspect as well friends on social media?
Logan's actually out of the studio today. It's just me in this expansive studio.
Oh, that's right. I know where he is.
Harry Hutchinson may be coming in later in the broadcast if you have to head out there. But I wanted to play this soundbite, then I'll get to some of the comments, because this is Chairman Goodlatte of the House Judiciary Committee directly asking Attorney General Sessions about these issues, about the special counsel, and about the investigations of these new matters. Take a listen, Bite 5.
I'm in receipt of the department's letter from yesterday stating that senior federal prosecutors will review our letters and make recommendations as to whether any matters not currently under investigation should be opened, require further resources, or merit the appointment of a special counsel. Do I have your assurance that these matters will proceed fairly and expeditiously?
Yes, you can, Mr. Chairman, and you can be sure that they will be done without political influence, and they will be done correctly and properly.
So, Dad, we've got both the Department of Justice Assistant Attorney General and now the Attorney General himself, Jeff Sessions, on the record, under oath, testifying to Congress by letter and orally that they are investigating the potential opening of investigations into Uranium One, into the Clinton Foundation, and even the utilization of potentially a special counsel. And Robert on Facebook, he wrote, how long would it take for them to make that decision on appointing a special counsel?
So there's an internal review that takes place within the Department of Justice to decide whether, in fact, you have to go the route of or you need to go the route of the special counsel. And I would I think that's an evaluation, but I can't give you a time frame. I could just tell you that's a process that it sounds like it is ongoing. So that determination will be made, you know, in the normal course of an investigation and determining how it would proceed. But let me say this. If they don't appoint a special counsel, it doesn't mean it's not going to be investigated. So you have to realize that that would just mean that the Department of Justice felt like it could be handled internally. So that's really what's at play here. Doesn't mean the investigation won't take place. It's whether it's going to be done by the agency itself or whether they will utilize a outside counsel or special counsel for that process.
So here, and I think, again, we're playing you live from the hearing that's ongoing right now in Capitol Hill. Attorney General Sessions making this appearance before the House Judiciary Committee. Good friend of ours, Congressman Jim Jordan, asked, again, I think because people really want to understand, there can be multiple special counsels. But also, the Department of Justice has a lot of lawyers. The FBI has a lot of agents. They don't have to appoint special counsels unless it's really kind of a last resort if there's people who are, if everyone's, you know, the senior people are conflicted out and there's not enough people who could do it without their conflicts. But take a listen to the exchange just happened moments ago. Folks, I want you to understand this letter that Chairman Goodlatte received about the special counsels potentially being appointed or at least the investigations being open, one of the two, was just received last night. So this is breaking news right now, folks. And I'm sure it's got the left shaking. And the Clintons not very happy about having the full weight of the Department of Justice coming after them potentially. Take a listen to Congressman Jordan's discussion with Attorney General Sessions about the special counsel matter, because I think people want to understand this outside of just the what we've had this special counsel and Bob Mueller in Russia, how it could be used in these other situations. By 15.
What's it going to take if all that, not to mention the dossier information, what's it going to take to actually get a special counsel?
It would take a factual basis that meets the standards of the appointment of a special counsel.
And is that analysis going on right now?
Well, it's in the manual of the Department of Justice about what's required. We've only had two. The first one was the Waco, Janet Reno, Senator Danforth, who took over that investigation as special counsel, and Mr. Mueller. Each of those are pretty special factual situations.
Let me ask it this way.
And we will use the proper standards, and that's what only thing I can tell you, Mr. Jordan.
And Dad, I think that brings up the point that we were used to these independent counsels like Ken Starr kind of all over the place investigating things, these multi-year long. That law that permitted that expired in 1999, and Congress did not reauthorize it.
So yeah, it's not independent counsels. It's a special counsel.
And so,
not a special prosecutor, special counsel.
People may be surprised to know what Attorney General Sessions said, which has only been used twice.
Very rare. That's why I'm saying the fact that they may make a determination that it can be handled internally within the Department of Justice. I don't know that yet, and we wouldn't have that information. That's something that the department has to engage and analyze, which I'm sure they're viewing that right now. I mean, that's just the way that situation would go forward.
Yep.
So that's number one. Number two, look at the issues that they're focusing on. You talk about Uranium One. You talk about the way the Department of Justice and James Comey, the way that whole matter was handled with Secretary Clinton. All of that could be subject to review. The question will be whether that's done by the Department of Justice itself internally or whether they go to a special counsel. That'll be a decision they make. But I'd sure like to hear people's comments on this breaking news, and we'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. You want to try to get this call in, Jordan, or you want to hold it to
No, I think we've got time for it. And, folks, yeah, we want to answer your questions. We want to get your thoughts on this breaking news at the Department of Justice is considering appointing special counsels to investigate the Clintons, the Clinton Foundation, and the Uranium One deal, which also involves the Clintons and President Obama and Loretta Lynch, and as well as former Attorney General Eric Holder and others. So we want to get your comments on that. Give us a call. We got a couple lines open. 1-800-684-3110 is the toll-free number you call. That's 1-800-684-3110. And Nancy is calling from California on line 6. Nancy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi there.
Hey.
I have a kind of a bizarre question. So if in the end it is discovered that the Clintons or the DNC or the Podestas or whomever misled the FBI into believing that this was an actual thing, can the American people do a personal lawsuit to get monies back that we have had to pay?
No. So you don't have – there's not a capacity. So something like this is handled by the Department of Justice. They're the entity charged with enforcing the laws, the criminal laws. And if there was a civil forfeiture, for instance, I'm not suggesting that, but a civil side of this, that they would be the party charged. The government would be the party charged. You as an individual citizen, we don't have standing to bring actions like that. What we are able to do at the American Center for Law and Justice, at the ACLJ, is we can get information, and that's called Freedom of Information Act requests. If those are denied, we then turn that into Freedom of Information Act litigation, government accountability litigation. We've got, as Jordan said, we've got those cases pending right now. But individual citizens can't bring those civil cases or those criminal cases. But you can get the information through the FOIA request or a FOIA lawsuit if necessary. And we've got, I think, 9 of those pending right now. All right, we're going to be back from a break in just a moment at 1-800-684-3110. We'll take more of your calls and comments. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget our matching challenge campaign for the ACLJ at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. We'll take your calls and comments when we come back, and your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference, especially any amount you donate now. We're getting a matching gift for, so we encourage that as well. aclj.org. We'll take your calls at 800-684-3110 in a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, The ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
I'm coming to you from our offices in Washington, D.C. By the way, tomorrow, a hearing before the Helsinki Commission on the fate of Pastor Andrew Brunson. So we'll be talking more about that in the hours and days ahead, and we'll probably come to you from Washington tomorrow with a report on that hearing. So that's going to take place tomorrow. Jordan's been talking about what's going on in Washington right now. A lot of activity with Senator Sessions testifying. We've got a lot to talk about there. A lot of what is, you know, I feel like we're living the history at the American Center for Law and Justice, because much of what's being discussed right now, we are involved with one way or another, and that is through our litigation that we have going on, or requests that we've got into the Department of Justice or the State Department or the FBI, whatever the situation may be. We've got a lot of those cases pending right now. It ties exactly back to what we do at the American Center for Law and Justice. And like I said, we're kind of living the history right now as Senator Sessions is literally across the street from where we are. I mean, as Jordan knows, Jordan lived here a long time. Our offices are literally across the street from the hearing room where Senator Sessions is right now. And we'll be at one of those hearing rooms tomorrow, as I mentioned, on behalf of Andrew Brunson. Our senior counsel, C.C. Heil, will be leading that panel. Working on his release, so we'll have more about that tomorrow.
Yeah, we've both testified before that Helsinki Commission. Very important to do for the persecuted. Don't forget that we're doing that work for the persecuted, for Americans who are being persecuted internationally, for international folks that are being persecuted in countries as well. This just brings highlight to it in the United States. This, of course, involves an American citizen, Pastor Andrew Brunson, being held in Turkey by an increasingly bold, I guess, if you will, emboldened a Turkish president in Erdogan. Dad, I did want to mention, because I think this is important, why people during this matching challenge, the support for the ACLJ, we can act a lot swifter than the bureaucracy of the DOJ. We're good friends with Jeff Sessions. I know right now, because of your position with the president, independently of the ACLJ, you can't have as much communication with him, but we are able to take the action and get the info way before Department of Justice can. So people, by supporting us, it's what leads to these potential investigations, because the information gets to Congress. We've got the resources to file the FOIAs to get it to Congress. Most of these congressmen, very small staff, even the House Judiciary Committee, they can't file FOIAs in 5 minutes, you know, and we've got a team in place literally that can put them together in a matter of in a day, if necessary, and get them filed. And so it's why your support financially for the ACLJ is so important. We are able to take action and get the information more swiftly, get right into court, get the pressure going. So if you want to donate, this is the time to do it. It's our matching challenge at aclj.org. Whatever you donate is doubled. Go to aclj.org. Make that donation today. I think it's no surprise that everything substantive that the Attorney General Sessions is being asked about today by the House Judiciary Committee that we are already working on in federal court in some cases, in FOIA filings in others, we have already been working on sometimes for months at the ACLJ, because we know this is what you ultimately want to see your government doing. We're putting that pressure on. Make that online donation at aclj.org, and your gift will be doubled so we can file even more of those FOIAs and get involved in even more of these issues. Let's take a phone call, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Kelly's got an interesting question, Dad, and I think you could answer this one, from California. Kelly, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi. Hey,
hey.
Thank you for all you do.
Sure.
My question is, I just listened to the Sessions testimony. Jim Jordan asked him his very first question, which was about the dossier and Steele. Sessions answered, "I am unable. You'll have to ask the special counsel. I am unable to comment on
he's,
ongoing."
Because he's recused from that situation. So he's recused himself early on, so that's why he's not responsive to that. He can't be.
But yeah, he did say that it's an ongoing investigation. I am not able.
Well, I think it's no question. There's an ongoing investigation because of this. If it's referring to the special counsel investigation with regard to whether there's an ongoing investigation as to the dossier and how it was developed, he's taking the position. At least what I'm hearing is he's taking the position that. Yeah, go ahead, Jordan.
Yeah, he did take the position that it is actively part of the special counsel Mueller's investigation at this time. That doesn't mean that after that investigation is over, you could look at it again for different reasons. But right now, I think the focus there, and again, some of the speculation, some based off directly from what Attorney General Sessions said, is that whether or not all of this Russia business got started by a discredited dossier. And that is something the special counsel, we know, and I think Attorney General Sessions has confirmed that as well. It's why he can't lead one and direct one into that, understandably so, because of his recusal. But that doesn't stop him from Uranium One or the Clinton Foundation and a whole host of other issues. But I think those are the two main right now. Dad, I wanted to mention, because this is important, we have a full hour broadcast. But in light of what we were talking about yesterday with the big pro-life case at the U.S. Supreme Court, it is very important. The Hill, this is, so again, not a conservative news publication, broke the news this morning or last night that the FBI, so that's led by, of course, ultimately Attorney General Sessions, because he oversees the FBI, is seeking Senate documents on Planned Parenthood's sale of fetal tissue. The only reason, Dad, they would be looking for those documents is if they were considering criminal activity, because that's what they do,
so
criminal side.
Right. So what's being looked at, that does not mean that a criminal investigation has been opened, but they are looking at it basically as a preliminary inquiry, which is not surprising in light of what we know from the Center for Medical Progress. By the way, another example of a case that we're actually not only involved in, but actually at the Supreme Court of the United States on right now, literally across the street from where I am. So we're dealing with that literally as we speak. It's 15 yards across the street is the Supreme Court, and that's where that case is pending right now. And one of the issues that came up in that case is law enforcement wanted access to those videos, those undercover investigative journalism pieces, so that they could see if there was any potential criminality involved with what Planned Parenthood was doing. And a court issued an order saying basically you could not give the documents to a state attorney general, which seems, because of a non-disclosure agreement, which seems not only incorrect as a matter of law, but a horrendous public policy issue. So we've taken that matter up to the Supreme Court across the street from here and are waiting for a decision on that. Literally, probably in the next month, we'll know where the status of that is. But we're actively litigating that case. So again, this is another example of a case that we're not just talking about it. We're fully engaged in the issue. And this, at the ACLJ. So we are, I keep saying this, the history that's being made each day, we're participants in it. We're not just observers, we're participants. And your participation with us at the ACLJ allows us to do just that. And Jordan's going to let you know, as we close this segment of the broadcast out, how you can help us on this.
Yeah, folks, let me tell you something. You think Planned Parenthood likes the fact that the Hill broke the news that they are being considered by the Department of Justice, you know, in the early stages of a potential criminal investigation of Planned Parenthood? I mean, folks, it's a big deal for selling babies' body parts, aborted babies' body parts. We will take more of your phone calls, second half hour of the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. My dad said we are involved in every single one of these issues that we're talking about today and that Attorney General Sessions is being questioned about. So support us. We need your financial support to continue to do all this work. You donate online at aclj.org, and your gift is doubled right now. We have a matching challenge. Donate now, aclj.org. Second half hour coming up.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
news today, folks. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live for our second half hour. My dad, Jay Sekulow, still joining us in our studio in Washington, D.C. Right now, Attorney General Sessions is testifying live before the House Judiciary Committee. The left, the Democrats, if you will, on the committee, they only want to just talk about him and Russia, even though he recused himself. I mean, the man recused himself. He's not involved at all in the investigation, whether you like that decision or not. Why keep asking about it? Because they're trying to score political points. The truth is, though, when we get to the substance of his committee hearing today, we are hearing information, and this got confirmed last night. So this is breaking news in a letter. So not just something leaked. In an official letter from the Department of Justice, the Assistant Attorney General and the Office of Legislative Affairs to the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, who's holding the hearing right now, that I want to read this to further the goal of looking at potentially a special counsel to investigate matters, including the sale of Uranium One and alleged unlawful dealings related to the Clinton Foundation and other matters. To further that goal, the Attorney General has directed senior federal prosecutors to evaluate certain issues raised in your letter, Chairman Goodlatte's letter, is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. These senior prosecutors will report directly to the Attorney General and Deputy Attorney General as appropriate because of that recusal situation, and will make recommendations to whether any matters not currently under investigation should be opened. One, they're not saying there that there aren't investigations already ongoing. They just don't acknowledge that. But second, then, also, and whether any matters merit the appointment of the special counsel. I mean, that was a letter last night.
So that's a process. Yeah, so that means the process has been initiated to determine whether, if an investigation were to go forward on these matters, whether it would be done inside the Department of Justice through the normal system with the FBI and U.S. attorneys, or whether there is a need for a special counsel. There's a statute regarding the appointment of a special counsel that would outline the kind of times you would need to have a special counsel, when you would have to consider a special counsel. But that's an internal review that's going on within the Department of Justice. But it does show that the Department of Justice is being responsive to the request from the Judiciary Committee of the House of Representatives. I'm holding the letter in my hand. I've got it, too, up here, Jordan, in Washington. And it's very clear that that is what the Department of Justice is responding to.
Yeah, I mean, we've got 9 FOIA requests out right now. 4 of those have been mentioned in this House Judiciary Committee. The Uranium One issue, the Clinton Foundation issue, the Clinton-Lynch meeting. I mean, that one we've already gotten information on and are asking for more information. Broke a lot of news about that. And that directly tied to, of course, Comey, both of those. Both that and the FBI funding the dossier, because Comey was the FBI director at the time. Both of those, remember, he used the Clinton-Lynch meeting as the reason why he took that bizarre action to make an announcement that there would be no prosecutions, even though the FBI doesn't make that decision. And then we found out he was writing that speech 3 months before and well before the Clinton-Lynch meeting. So that would probably have to be
handled. All of that is pretty irregular. If you look at process, all of that is not the way the process within the Department of Justice guidelines and manual, the way you do this. So, you know, there was also 16 witnesses were given immunity, yet none of those interviews actually took place before a decision was made. I mean, so why did you grant immunity? Why was it that you allowed employees of Secretary Clinton to also become their attorneys during her questioning? I mean, those are just unusual situations that are not what I would call atypical in an investigation.
On the FBI funding the dossier that involves Comey, that likely is under the special counsel, current special counsel's purview, Mueller. The Clinton-Lynch meeting would involve Comey, so potentially a different special counsel there because it's not directly related to anything with Russia. When we come back, more of your phone calls. This is all happening live. The ACLJ, I mean, we are directly involved. We've got attorneys working on every single one of these. We've been in federal court before the Department of Justice was even considering investigations on these issues. We were already in court fighting on them. If you want to support the ACLJ, go to ACLJ.org. Be part of our matching challenge, and we can do more of this work. ACLJ.org. It's why these investigations get started.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation. The rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Right now, Attorney General Jeff Sessions is testifying before the House Judiciary Committee, and Congressman Trey Gowdy, right now, this is live, is questioning him. Let's go and take a listen.
My motivation is a love for that department and a love for the concept of blind justice that doesn't care whether it's an even-numbered year or an odd-numbered year. And to the extent that there were decisions made, including the decision to write a public letter in October of last year and follow that up with another public letter in November. Those are legitimate questions, and I hope that the department will cooperate both with respect to making witnesses available, but also with respect to documents so Congress can better understand the decisions that were made and not made and restore some modicum of trust. That all people, whether they agreed with the decisions or not, at least understand why they were made. Now, Mr. Conyers asked you whether or not it was appropriate for the president to wait.
Could I respond just briefly to that?
Yes, sir.
You're familiar with the Inspector General.
I'm meeting with him.
And they make public their investigations. And several of the matters that involve the FBI are in the full and intense review by the Inspector General, and perhaps they can, under their rules of disclosure, perhaps you can inquire more about how that's ongoing. But I'm not able to give the details to you at this time. That's a serious matter. It's in my response.
I think this just
shows
you this is going on. This is about Congressman Gowdy, who was a prosecutor. You know, the idea that the American people, and as we said, have lost faith. This was during our Tea Party cases in the FBI, and these faux Clinton investigations led by Jim Comey, and that there needs to be a restoral. And part of that restoral is doing exactly what the Department of Justice is now doing. They're not saying, they're not supposed to say they're investigating things. I mean, like really criminally investigating things. What they will say is that they are looking into and that they will, again, do the preliminary investigation, if you will, into issues raised by Congress. Sometimes, by the way, they're saying that, and the investigation's already ongoing. We can't tell you one or the other, but four that have come up today, we're all involved in. Now, we have 9 current FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests, in court right now. Are some in court, some are at the actual government agencies. 3 are currently in litigation in federal court, and so 6 are at the agencies themselves, and they're waiting to see if they respond within a timely manner with the right information. And even when they do, we sometimes take them back to court to get more information from what we learn. But the four issues that have been brought up today in the hearing, and Harry Hutchinson, senior counsel with the ACLJ, is joining me now. We are all involved in at the ACLJ. We've got lawsuits and FOIAs in each one of these issues that Attorney General Sessions is being pressed on, the most high profile coming out of the hearing today. One, the Uranium One deal. We have the FOIA out on that and going to multiple departments because of so many people involved, including Secretary Clinton. There's the Bill Clinton payment, the $500,000 for the speech, all happening during the same month at the government committee that made up of mostly cabinet members that approves foreign investment. It's called the Committee for Foreign Investment in the United States. It was approved and sent to President Obama, who issued the final approval. That would be the Uranium One investigation. We've got FOIAs out on that. Then a second investigation we've got FOIAs into, the Clinton Foundation, the quid pro quo. I will tell you, when we were working on the persecuted church, it was, and we knew the ambassador for international religious freedom, who was appointed by President Obama, but was very close to Secretary Clinton. We worked closely with her, but we could not get FaceTime with Secretary Clinton, whether or not that was a partisan issue or because, like it seems or appears, to get that kind of FaceTime, it required donations to the Clinton Foundation. I mean, that's what foreign governments were certainly doing and individual businesses were doing as well. So that would be separate from the Uranium One investigation. Both of those, Harry, could be either directed by the investigations, the Attorney General, because he has not recused himself from matters involving that. Even though Uranium One involves Russia, it does not involve Russia in the Trump campaign. So he could either he can make that call on, one, should there be an investigation? Should the Department of Justice handle it with the FBI doing the investigative work, DOJ potentially bringing the charges, with him kind of, you know, at the top? Or is it the FBI still in that kind of state, along with the Department of Justice, where even he as Attorney General doesn't trust it, and they need to bring in, you know, outside special counsel?
Absolutely. So there are a number of questions on the table. And the first question to be answered is whether or not the FBI still retains the trust of the American people. And it's clear, based on James Comey's interference in the 2016 election, coupled with his faux investigation of the Hillary Clinton email scandal, that the FBI's reputation has certainly fallen, at least among the American people, and justifiably so. So clearly, I think there's a basis for the appointment of a special counsel. It's also important to note that the Uranium One deal and our FOIA requests with respect to the Clinton Foundation, in some sense, are linked, because the Clinton Foundation apparently gave favors to certain individuals who gave money. It's very, very possible that the Uranium One transaction was accelerated in part because the individuals who were involved in that particular deal were prepared to pay Bill Clinton huge amounts of money and give huge amounts of money to what? The Clinton Foundation, so they could continue to dole out favors down the road. Yeah, given all of that, yeah. I think it's clear that there may be a need for a special counsel, and I think the American public has been calling for the appointment of a special counsel in a number of these matters for months, if not years, and justifiably so.
And I do believe with some of the understaffing of DOJ and the balking by the Senate Democrats getting the deputies confirmed there, the most of the DOJ department assistant attorney generals are in, they have to have big teams to conduct investigations like this. And do you really want bureaucrats doing it? Or do you want selected individuals led by a selected special counsel that the Attorney General in this case would, in the Uranium One and Clinton Foundation matters, would appoint himself, choose himself, and that person would then be able to appoint their team rather than, including their FBI investigators that they pull into the team, rather than relying on the bureaucracy. And I think that's what Attorney General Sessions and the congressman asking him questions, they were alluding to, is whether the Department of Justice is at a point yet where the faith is restored. I'm not sure that it is. So usually you would not need special counsels to investigate these two matters, but because of the poor state that the FBI and DOJ were left in by the Obama administration, you might very well. And these will be decisions that get to be made by the Attorney General himself. He's not recused from those matters. And Harry, it seems to me like, on Uranium One and on the Clinton Foundation quid pro quo, that there is enough to warrant an investigation. Whether or not the crimes were committed, that you will not be able to determine that until after investigation. But it seems like there's enough there, enough complications, enough money changing hands, strange deals being made at similar times, that on both those issues, which are separate, that they would warrant, just like how we warranted the FOIAs, it would warrant at least the investigation by DOJ or special counsel into whether criminal charges should be brought. I mean, that's all they consider is
Absolutely.
Criminality. They don't consider civil penalties. It's people going to jail.
In both of those cases, Jordan, there are real facts which justify a clear, meticulous, deep investigation. Unlike the Russia collusion story, which is largely grounded in allegations and a narrative that has been pushed after the stunning election loss of Hillary Clinton, there are real facts that support the appointment, or at least the potential appointment, of a special counsel in both the Uranium One case and the Clinton Foundation case.
Let's take another phone call. Babette from New Hampshire has been holding on nearly a half hour. Babette, after your question or comment, hang on the line. We're going to get you a signed copy of one of our New York Times bestsellers. We appreciate you hanging on. What's your question or comment? Thanks for joining us.
Hi. First, I want to thank you for all the wonderful work that you do.
Thank you.
I have made a donation in the past, and
we
I will be making
that.
Another one.
Absolutely. And right now, if you make that donation, it's doubled. So it's a great time at ACF.
This is what I heard today, so yep. That will be done today. Aside from thanking you, I just wanted to question, why does everything need to get so complicated? Planned Parenthood, they sell baby parts, boom, you're no longer a nonprofit, you don't get government funding. Should be very simple. The misappropriation of funds through the Clintons, you know, boom, they get prosecuted. Why do things have to be made so complicated?
Well, here, and thank you for your support. We're going to get you that signed copy. Maybe we'll get her, too. Books for support and her financial support of the ACLJ. One, we had 8 years of the Obama administration, so they weren't investigating any of that. They weren't going after Planned Parenthood or the Clintons. So this is all just starting. Two, the amount of documents. I mean, when we get these FOIAs back, just us, it's thousands and thousands of pages. So you've got to really spend time. You don't just willy-nilly file criminal charges against individuals involved in these complicated matters. We come back, more of your questions. Support us, ACLJ.org.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation. The rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Final segment of the show today, so we'll take phone calls and comments, as many as we can get to. Got a couple phone lines open for you. If you call right now, we will have time to get you on the air. 1-800-684-3110. That is the number you call. It's 1-800-684-3110. Harry Hutchinson, senior counsel with the ACLJ. Want to take two of these comments on Facebook. They're kind of similar, and then get your response to them. Lily on Facebook wrote in, she just has a hard time trusting the DOJ to get actual justice. I get that, but I want to get your comments on it. And then Jeff on Facebook, that we the people need to hold the government accountable. I mean, to Lily's point, we kind of talked about that, Harry. I think Attorney General Sessions is going to have to, because they've acknowledged that they're going to look into whether they're in the preliminary stages. They haven't opened official investigations, but the preliminary stages of looking at Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Lynch meeting and potentially the FBI funding of the dossier. I think that's already being looked at by the Mueller investigation, but at least those other three would be new, one of which involves Comey, the Clinton Lynch meeting, that Attorney General Sessions here will have to decide if he can trust those bureaucratic attorneys not to undermine these investigations. The leaks kind of have stopped. You know, this information, that the reason we know this is because of real DOJ letters, you know, not leaks about investigation.
Absolutely.
So the leaks have been stopped for the most part. He's gotten a hold of that. That doesn't mean the bureaucracy's on his side, though.
Absolutely. So I think, Jordan, the driving force for the appointment of a special counsel or special counsels in these various situations is the fact that the American public has a deep suspicion of the deep state. Many of the individuals who support and continue to support former President Obama are still working for the Justice Department. Some of those individuals are actively attempting to thwart the current administration. So this gives rise to deep suspicion, and that's one of the reasons why Attorney General Sessions is under pressure, both from Congress and from the American public, to appoint a special counsel. If indeed the Justice Department was acting or acted as an independent agency in pursuit of the application, fair-minded application of the rule of law, I think many of these suspicions would evaporate. So it's very, very possible that Attorney General Sessions may need to appoint a special counsel in order to remove the taint of the deep state.
You know, folks, again, that's your comments. Let's get to, through Facebook, let's get to some phone calls. Ray, calling from Florida Online One. Ray, welcome to JSecio Live.
Thank you very much for taking my questions. My questions have to do with the Uranium One deal. 80% of that company is owned by some other entity. Is that a private, public, or government entity? That's the number one question. The second question is, can the deal that it has involved the Russians be overturned because of national security interests? And thirdly, who would make that determination? Who would lead that effort?
Yeah, I think, okay, so here's the first part. I think initially they bought a 20% stake, and then now they have the majority. They bought more, and then they consolidated it by, they bought it through a subsidiary, Ray, a Canadian subsidiary. They then abolished that subsidiary, so it's directly owned by Rosatom being a Russian company that is linked directly to the Kremlin. Then on the what would happen if this was seen as wrong, and would that mean that they would lose the deal? I mean, that's just a lot of speculation. There could be individual acts of criminality that doesn't mean the company would lose its interest in this uranium mine. It could go so far, I think, in them losing that. But again, it's steps along the way. It's whether it's individuals or it's the entire corporation that goes down.
I think your analysis is absolutely correct. So it's important to state that Uranium One is today controlled by the Russians. Uranium One controls 20% of the uranium production in the United States. So Uranium One is completely controlled, as I understand it, by the Russians. That means that 80% of the uranium in the United States is controlled likely by Americans. Can the deal be reversed? That might require criminal prosecutions, and it might even require statutory innovations by Congress to reverse the deal. And that would be very, very complicated.
All right, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3012. We got 3.5 minutes left, so we can definitely get these next two calls, maybe one more. So, again, you can try to call. I think Gloria is calling from Florida. But let's first go to Heather. Heather in Virginia. Heather, nearly 30 minutes, so we're going to get you a signed copy, one of our New York Times bestsellers. We appreciate you holding on that long. You are on the air.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call. My question is kind of a threefold question, but let me run through them real fast. What if the dossier was turned out to be false and the FBI used the information to open up this investigation on the president? Who, one, what would happen if the information was turned out to be false or did turn out to be false? Two, what would happen with the investigation? Three, who would be responsible and who would be held accountable?
Well, I think, okay, so the FBI, it was indicated by Attorney General Sessions today, not directly, but as much as he could say, because he again has recused himself from the matter that would involve the dossier. That's the Trump-Russia investigation led by Bob Mueller and Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. So that is being investigated. It's not if, it is being investigated right now, Harry. The question is, if that was found that this all was based on that faulty dossier, and Christopher Steele, who put it together, has been questioned by Bob Mueller's team, it would undermine the special counsel's entire investigation, at least into the portion involving President Trump and most of the Trump campaign, I would think, and Russia. It doesn't mean that Paul Manafort didn't potentially do something wrong with what he did with Ukraine, but those are kind of crimes you find when you're investigating other potential activities. So what do you think on that, Harry?
Well, I think your analysis is spot on. So if we focus on Paul Manafort or other individuals that are in the news, those issues are peripheral to the so-called Russia collusion story. So one of the key questions is whether or not FISA warrants were initiated based on a faulty slash false dossier, perhaps funded by the FBI. If the answer to that question is yes, then it strikes me that that undermines the entire legitimacy of the special counsel's investigation, and it calls upon Mr. Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, I would call upon him to consider shutting that investigation down.
All right, folks, busy show, a lot of breaking news. Looks like I'll be on Fox Business at 5 p.m. Eastern time on Risk and Reward to talk about potential special counsel in Uranium One. So I'll tweet that information out when that gets a final confirmation. You can check that out as well. Obviously, this is all breaking news as Attorney General Sessions testifies. You can get more information up at aclj.org. We appreciate all of your involvement in the show today, and we can do this work because of your financial support to the ACLJ. Donate now, our aclj.org matching challenge. Make that donation today. We need your support.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, ACLJ.